Welcome back to the Mike Shamari Show. My guest today will be at the Racine Zoo Bandshell in Racine, Wisconsin tonight, and at the SBM Auditorium at Manchester Community College in Manchester, Connecticut on Saturday night. Please welcome guitarist Chuck Loeb.
Hey there.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm fantastic. Thank you so much, and very happy to be with you.
All right. Well, let's get started in the beginning. How did you first get into music?
Well, I was lucky to be living at a very important musical time in the early mid-60s. I was about 11 years old, and of course that's when the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and the Motown sound was all sort of flourishing. And at the time, my sister asked for a guitar to try to learn some folk songs and stuff. Mm-hmm. And the guitar was around the house. She played it a little bit, but a lot of times it was just around, and so I kind of commandeered the guitar, took it over, and started to teach myself. And slowly but surely, I kind of taught myself by listening to records and asking folks in the neighborhood, whoever knew a little bit about guitar, and kind of picked it up on my own. And it came fairly quickly. And then after a few years of being self-taught, I went into it full force. Got some different teachers. I was very lucky to have some great teachers, and really got into it.
Okay. How did your career begin?
Well, not too long after I took up the guitar, about a couple of years later, I was asked to join a local band. And it was a band that played mostly, at that time, what was called soul music. Now we call it R&B music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we played Archie Bell and the Drell, James Brown, the Motown groups, all that stuff. And when I was about 13, I started doing Friday and Saturday night dances, and became a working musician pretty quickly after having learned the guitar, which, of course, made it instantly addictive, because here I'm doing something I really love, and I can actually make money? Wow. So I started then, and then I was seriously studying jazz by the time I was 15 to 16 years old, I would say. Went to the Berklee College of Music, and only spent 2 years there, because after the second year I was offered a job to go on the road. And I took that opportunity and sort of never looked back, and I've been just working ever since. Never did finish college, but knock on wood, I've remained a working musician since then.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Chuck Loeb here on the Mike Shamari Show on Web Radio WCWP. Tell us about your days with Steps Ahead.
Well, that was a very exciting time. Playing with some really people that I considered then and consider now some of the greatest musicians on the planet, and that would be Michael Minieri, Michael Brecker, Peter Erskine, and Victor Bailey. And I was doing a lot of sessions around New York, recording sessions and production and stuff, and I really wanted to get back into playing, and I had the opportunity to play with these guys, and jumped at it, as you can imagine.
I thought there'd be more. Well, tell us about the band you formed a while back, Metro.
Well, after my experience with Steps Ahead, there were two aspects to playing with Steps Ahead that really got me. One was the incredible musicianship of people like Michael Brecker and Michael Minieri and Peter, but also the compositions really grabbed me. And I liked the fact that it was a cooperative group. And so after that experience, and a few years later playing with Bill Evans and the Super Band, the saxophone player Bill Evans, I should say.
Okay, yeah.
My friend Mitchell Foreman and I, who had done a stint together with the Stan Getz group, decided that we'd try to do the same thing. So we put together a band, with he and myself being the sort of main elements of it.
Mm-hmm.
We asked Anthony Jackson, the great bassist from New York City, to join the group, and he recommended a drummer from Germany by the name of Wolfgang Hafner. And we say he's kind of like the Steve Gadd of Europe, of Germany.
Mm-hmm.
He just plays with everybody, records with everybody. And we put this band together. We called it Metro because it kind of had a European feel to it. So we were thinking of the Metro in Paris, that subway there. And the power of playing with Anthony, and it sort of was like a train when you play with him.
Mm-hmm.
And we wrote music. I would call it fusion music. That's kind of the closest thing I can think of how to explain it. It's a lot of different styles, but it was a chance for me to do something where I could rock out a little bit more and play some really adventurous music and collaborate on the production.
Okay, well, we're talking with Chuck Loeb here on the Mike Shamari Show on Web Radio WCWP. Let's move on to your solo career now. Tell us about your latest album, When I'm With You.
Okay. When I'm With You is my 14th solo CD.
Wow.
I always find myself in the predicament of having the feeling that the latest one is my favorite one. But mm-hmm. I won't say that. I will just say that it's another moment that's been captured on disc
okay.
of my career. In other words, what I was dealing with when I made this CD, both musically and guitaristically, I should say, and as a composer and musically in general, is captured in this recording. And I found it to be a time where I was moving a little bit towards the more organic or acoustic elements. Like the previous CD was called Ebop,
mm-hmm.
which was sort of an adventure into the world of techno and Euro chill out music,
mm-hmm.
combining that with my bebop guitar playing, so it became, you know, like electronic grooves, and mm-hmm. bebop guitar became ebop. And so this CD moved just totally in the opposite direction from that, back to, you know, an acoustic band based production, and then layering, you know, horns and percussion mm-hmm. and different things on top of that. Very happy with the way it turned out, and I'm glad to say that this week we are in the top 5 on the national radio charts, and the album is selling well. I'm out touring with the band, so life is good.
Well, I said before we went on the air that sorry I missed you at Eisenhower Park back in July, but I'm sure it was great.
We had a great show. It was one of those hot, muggy New York nights, you
mm-hmm.
know, but the band was just great. The audience was great. The sun was setting when we started playing. You know, it was one of those really nice evenings. It was what I call a two-shirt gig. You know, I had to change my shirt halfway through. It was so humid. But
yeah.
It was fantastic. We had a great time. And all the gigs we've been doing lately has just been a blast.
Okay. Well, you produced, I think you brought this up before, for music and written for TV and film. What shows and films and sports teams, for that matter, have you produced and written for?
Well, it's been a while since I've been involved with that world, but
oh.
I was very, very involved with it during the 80s and 90s. And some of the themes that I wrote then are still on the air. For example, when people watch CNN,
mm-hmm.
Every 10 or 15 minutes they'll show the CNN logo, and you'll hear a piece of music that goes, da-da-da-da, da-da-da.
That was you?
And that is moi. I composed that in 1989.
Wow.
And what happened was, when I started writing that piece for CNN, CNN was sort of known, but not widely watched. Cable was a fairly new thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the next year, when they started using this theme with James Earl Jones saying, "This is CNN," on top of it,
mm-hmm.
The Gulf War, the first Gulf War, started. Well, when that happened, just about everyone in the world was watching CNN all of a sudden, because they were covering the war so intensely,
mm-hmm.
Wolf Blitzer and all those people.
Right.
So
Peter Arnett.
This thing that I thought originally was, well, a small cable news network, within a year became one of the most heard pieces of music ever. It's heard by millions of people, and it still is. So that kind of experience is pretty amazing. But I also did some music for sports. I wrote music for the Yankees. The New York Rangers, the Jets. I, you know, this is going back. They don't use that music anymore.
No.
But I've done stuff for CBS News, for example, that's still on the air. And I was very, very involved with it. It was a very intense period of composition for me, because I would write sometimes, you know, hundreds of pieces of music within a month.
Hmm. Well, what albums have you been on with other artists?
Oh, well, on my website, I list it different ways. I have my own CDs, and then I have CDs where I perform as a guitarist on other people's CDs. For example, I recently played on, let's say, Bob James' CD,
mm-hmm.
and was lucky enough to play with Will Downing on his new CD, Kirk Whalum, a lot of different folks And then the other aspect of it is that I produce CDs. Mm-hmm. I'm a producer, and so I work with a lot of people as a producer, and I've done, you know, for example, Gatto Barbieri, Spyro Gyra,
mm-hmm.
Michael Franks. I work with a singer by the name of Carmen Cuesta, who happens to be my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
how's she doing?
Quite a bit. I think that the best thing is for people to go to, you know, the ChuckLope.com site, and you can really see, it's not every album I've done, but you can see a long list of all the different projects that I've been involved with as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an aspect of my career that I really feel is very important to me. I love collaborating with other artists and producing other artists' music. It's a very fulfilling aspect of who I am as a musician.
Well, how is Carmen Cuesta doing?
Well, she's good. Unfortunately, she lost her dad recently, so she's gone through a little bit of a rough patch. But she's working on a new CD, and she's feeling better. And you know, she's physically good, and everything is good. So it's
okay.
Just a matter of getting back on her feet.
All right. Well, send her my best.
I will do that.
Okay. Yeah. We're talking with Chuck Loeb here on the Mike Shamari Show on Web Radio WCWP. What are your fans like?
Well, it's kind of hard to, exactly pinpoint who they are, because obviously it's a wide range of folks, which is the nice part about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say they're probably people similar in terms of musical experience to myself. Let's say people that grew up listening to let's say, pop and rock music that was popular at the time when they grew up. In my case, it being the 60s and 70s, and in some people's case, even into the 80s and 90s. And then they hear jazz, and they think, oh, well, that's interesting and nice. Let me check that out. And then, so their tastes incorporate both, you know, pop and rock and you know, pop culture and jazz.
Mm-hmm.
And so I find that a lot of people will say, hey, you know, I like your music because it reminds me of, for example, Carlos Santana, even though I wouldn't consider him a main influence. The fusion of jazz and rock in my music, I think, brings out those kind of tastes in other people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, not to limit it to that, but there's, I think it's people that are open-minded and like the music that they listen to be open-ended.
Okay. Well, what particular memory do you have from touring, besides, of course, Eisenhower Park?
Well, let's see. You mentioned Steps Ahead.
Yes.
Now, I go back to, this has been on my mind recently, and I'll explain a little bit about this.
Okay.
For, you know, some of the listeners that are familiar with Steps Ahead, for example, one of the key members of that group was Michael Brecker, and I just recently found out, and I'm sorry to mention this, like this, and I hope I don't want to shock people, but he is ill right at the moment. He is going through some treatment for a disease called MDS, which is a blood disease.
Ooh.
A very serious thing. And so he's been on my mind a lot lately, and he's one of the true giants of saxophone and jazz and music in general. I mean, this guy is really, I consider him the Michael Jordan of music, you know,
mm-hmm.
He's just Superman. Anyway, he's been on my mind, and I remember when I was playing with that group, we did, I think it was two or three nights at a place called The Bottom Line. Have you ever heard of that? It was a big, important club in New York, in the Village, Greenwich Village in New York City.
Okay.
It was recently closed.
Oh.
But it was a great, great place. Not a small club, but not a real big club. I would say about maybe 400, 500 people could fit in there. And great sound. And we did these nights after we came back of being on tour for about 3 months. And the band was just clicking on all cylinders. And those nights stand out in my mind as something such a high, you know, sort of plateau that I was involved with for a live concert. I always kind of think of those nights when I go out and perform with my band, that I would like to reach that level of both quality of composition, improvisation, and
mm-hmm.
spontaneity.
Well, we wish Michael Brecker well in
yes.
Getting better. We hope he does recover completely.
Absolutely. Our prayers and our thoughts are with him all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, one final question. What do you hope the future holds for you?
Well, you know, I'll tell you the truth. I'm very happy doing what I do. And I hope, I really, really hope that the future holds more of the same. And that, and by that I mean, you know, having the happiness and health and sharing mm-hmm. time with my family, being able to be a musician and make recordings and live performances that people continue to enjoy, and continue to write music. You know, I mean, for me, I have to sometimes pinch myself to remind myself that this isn't a dream, because it really is a dream come true for me. I'm doing pretty much precisely what I want to do, and not a lot of people can say that. So I just want to keep on keeping on, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, all the best, Chuck, and I want to thank you for this interview.
It's been my pleasure. You know, I want to thank you for having me on. I enjoy having the opportunity to talk about music with people, and I thank all your listeners for being interested in good music.
Well, we say you're welcome.
Okay.
And we thank you
all
for
right.
giving us something to listen to, something great to listen to. This has been Chuck Loeb here on the Mike Shamari Show, and we'll be right back with a song by Chuck.